Welcome to Shomar Shova on the Daf. We're holding in Chulin Daf Samech. This Daf is full of Agadatas, and we'll focus here on the Gemara in the top of Amud Beis. We have the famous Gemara about the Yireach, the moon who comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, "Ifshar l'shnei melochim shishtamshu bekesar echad." You can't have two kings with the same crown. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the moon to shrink itself, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, tries to appease the moon and make it happy. And when that does not work, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to bring a korban for him. That's the Seir of Rosh Chodesh. This Agata is very, very deep, and there's a lot of Torah that was written in it. And one way to understand it is what I heard from my Rebbe, Rav Moshe Shapir Zatzal, based on the Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chover in Afik Keyam in Shavuos Daf Tes, and Ayin in the Rashi in Perusha Agadas, that he also, based on what Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chover explains, you can understand that also from his words as well. So first and foremost, we know the Levana, the moon, doesn't have Das, doesn't come to complain to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the deep meaning of this over here is like this. The sun represents the light, the energy, the Shefa that comes to the world. The moon is the one who receives the light of the sun and reflects it out. It shines the light of the sun onward. This Chamon Levono, the Shemesh Ve'Areach, represents the Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world in Am Yisrael. Because the ultimate Mashpia, the biggest Shefa that comes to the world, is the Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the ultimate point people that come to reflect that, Amzu Yitzar Tili Tilosi Yisapeyu, they reflect the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, that's Am Yisrael, that's why they're Moshul HaLevana. Am Yisrael is compared to the moon. Now, the ideal situation is that the moon will reflect fully the light of the sun. That's why the beginning of the creation of the Shemesh Ve'Areach, both are Me'oiris HaGdoyim, they're both the same size. Which means that the Levana is a full, ultimate reflection of the sun completely. And that's as going to be Lo'asid Lovay. But in this world, the moon is not able to fully reflect the sun. Meaning, Am Yisrael cannot fully reflect the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even the biggest tzaddikim in the world, in tzaddik asher aseh tov v'lo yechto, meaning there's limitations in this world. There's, as the Fikyan calls it, there's midas adin. There is boundaries, there's gvulim, there's physicality. We're not fully ruchni, we're not 100% spiritual to come and reflect fully HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. There are limitations over here that prevent us from bringing that full reflection. This is what the Gemara brings over here. That the Yireach says, "Ifshar l'shnei melochim shishtamsh bekesar echad," meaning there's no actual conversation that the Yireach goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But this represents what comes out from the world. The world is not a place that could be shnei melochim bekesar echad, meaning that the reflection of the moon could be full with no limitations. V'kach ola b'ritzoyin yisbar, that was what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted from this world, is that the world should be a place of limitations, and from there Am Yisrael will grow and achieve the goals it needs to achieve. And this is the remozin that the Gemara speaks about. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the moon, you're going to be shaled by Yom Belaylo, you're going to be counted, the zmanim of the world depends on Am Yisrael. The tzaddikim are representing the moon. But at the end of the day, this is not the ultimate goal. Because what we're trying to achieve is to get to the ultimate reflection of the Yireach, that we will be the size of the sun. As it says in the Pasuk, Vayahoyer Levona Kerachamo. It's going to grow to be much greater, much bigger, and the light will be fully reflective, that the sun will be reflected through this, through the moon. And that's what's going to come, Lo'asid Lovay. So this, as this we mentioned also in Shavuos Daf Tes, this is the Seir of Rosh Chodesh comes to represent. Seir Rosh Chodesh is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the ability for the moon to be renewed. Every single month, the moon is renewed. Koyach HaYischatshus, the ability to be reborn, is embedded in the moon. And this is the ultimate promise to Am Yisrael, because as we say, every month in Kiddush Levana, we say, Shem HaSidim LiYischadesh Kemoiso. The same way the moon is being reborn, Am Yisrael will also be reborn. Am Yisrael will be like the moon, that will grow and be Kishtei HaMeiros HaGdolim. And that is the idea of the Seder of Rosh Chodesh. As the Maharal mentions, the idea of a korban is Lashon Kurvo, is to come and correct and rectify the missing pieces. Kadosh Baruch Hu put into the world that the moon has the ability of Chiddush, which means that Am Yisrael has the ability of Chiddush. So the fact that the moon or Am Yisrael is small right now, that will change eventually, and that is the beginning of the tikkun to get to the Shtei Amoreis HaGdolim. And this is the depth of this Gemara according to Rizik Isaac Chaver. We talk about the Mashpia and Mekabel, the ultimate Mashpia and Mekabel in the world. And it's not an actual discussion that you have between the moon and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this comes to explain many other details in this Gemara that we didn't go into. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor Shor Machshava Shiurim, please email shormachshava@gmail.com.